stomp, bounded to hear. The man had ground in despair, with the belief that the lion's roar sound is near. As the camp, however, I decided now that we're here, we might as well start hunting, so I shouted his ear. The boys meant to bring around the church and the gun, but I would recommend that you should keep the word mom, or else your wife will probably want to be keeping us some company. And things would get deeper than dumb, she should come. I suggested, but she insisted, I protested. She said there's no way she would miss it. Enough then, no need to get on each other's shitless. If you like to risk it, you're more than welcome to come with shit. We hopped the jeep and dropped the seat, 20 yards heading south. He awkwardly popped the cheap cigar in his mouth, right through the jungle. I knew by the rumble of the lion's roar from high to poor, he'd be a heap of trouble. Don't mean to burst the bubble of these honeymooning hunches, but I've got hunches. One of both of them might lose their lunches when they see how quick a giant cat lunges. I will crunch this entire party into little bunches. Bunch us, and leave us for hyenas and vultures. I'll instruct the men to pull no punches. Aim for the neck, and if that don't work, then hit him in his haunches. As I explained, he almost lost his conscience. Yes, the man was so stressed, I thought upon this mess. He said it might be best for him to stay by the jeep with his wife, while I go ahead and kill the cat. Cause well, that's my life. He looked relieved at first, but then received a burst of courage, and even decided that he'd go first. Soon as my man strapped on his sack, we got back on the track, a lion tracking like a linebacker trying to sack a quarterback. I said quiet, all of that commotion, look over by that ocean, I mean river, there's a glorified tigger. And sure enough, bigger than life, the lion roared at us. I told the man get out the jeep and get his rifle ready for the bus. A couple well-placed shots, the man's face got red in the place. Like I got shot out, but the cat wasn't dead. Stumbled instead and in the bush to hide away, found a comfortable environment. The lion wait for that motherfucking man and his fire stick. And I admit, the situation held some danger, and I nearly stemming from a wounded lion who could mania you with one last swipe, but also the underlying anger produced last night as this man's lady friend allowed me to entertain her. See, she arranged the whole affair, and it was clear that this was nothing new. Plus, it was obvious this morning that her husband knew, but what could he do but swallow his pride? His only man could be the fallest guy that a lion's had to prove his manhood. So here we are in the bush, the man's wounded pride giving him a fatal push into the jungle. Ominously did that thicket rustle, as if jostled by the lion rippled muscle. As the man stood poised, my band of boys tried to coax the cat out. I broke the gat out in preparation, and not a second too soon, cause almost flat out of nowhere, the beast came charging. The man's first shot was by a close margin, and as the second shot missed, the new things were starting. All the distance, so I grabbed my pistol and discharged three well-placed shots at that far from brittle mass of bristle, moving like a heat-seeking missile. Luckily, it was enough to permanently fizzle. His momentum. I looked at the man who had to be bending over, but actually he was falling, and not because the lion mauled him. We never got that close for a while, we were all in. The heat of the moment and his wife, rather than bawling, picked up the shotgun, saw the lion closing in and tried to stop him, but blah! But alas, she missed, and the blast eclipsed his poor ass, leaving the bastard ripped in half, with the glasses still attached to his ghastly shattered face. The kind of sight that leaves a vile type taste in your mouth. Couldn't quite brace myself from reacting, but I've seen worse in all my years of tracking. The woman was hacking, coughing, spitting, sitting by the side of the ride, shocked to her system's core. But I had more than a hunch that it was such an accident. So back I went to the jeep and confronted the weeping woman. I told her weekend, pretend it was all a weekend trip gone amiss. She pondered this with tears in her eyes and said, stop it, but I wouldn't drop it. I told her if I filed papers through the proper channels, then she'd be off the hook and could go back to hunting mammals. When the four too late, she begged me to stop again. But I've seen lots of men destroyed more or less in this way, so I continue to say that such accidents happen, but I could sort it out soon enough to send her packing, and she'd be back in the States where she could lock it all out. But again, she implored me to stop it, and this time I thought it might be best to do so, you know, so I started acting more discreet and helped her back into the jeep. And as we headed toward the station, all of us seek in rather pensive meditation, a lion's roar leap out of the jungle, momentarily breaking all our concentration.